discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
It's been 20 years since the gentlemen of Big Daddy Weave first made music together. A lot has changed in two decades, but their mission, to use stories and songs to encourage, bless, and transform the lives of their listening friends, has remained the same. These talented and big-hearted guys are touring America right now with their Jesus I Believe tour, featuring their pal, Brandon Heath. We'll get the chance to welcome back the one-of-a-kind Mr. Heath to On the Road in the second half of today's show, but first, we welcome the lead singer, the original Big Daddy, as it were, of Big Daddy Weave to On the Road. We get things underway with Mr. Mike Weaver with a checkup on how life is treating him in his crazy busy fall.
Man, you know what? There really is abundant life in Jesus, man. I'm telling you, I'm here at home with my family. You know, we're doing homeschool. They're getting ready to go on the road with me for the next few days. And so that's, man, I don't think it could be any better than that, you know?
Oh, that's beautiful. So are you, as a homeschool family then, are you charged with some of the educational opportunities? Do you impart your wisdom?
You know, I am mainly a motivational speaker. Now, every now and again, like one of the kids will come in my room or my office or whatever, and they have that look on their face, and I'm like, Mama send you for a pep talk, you know? And so I have to kind of get them back in the game, you know, which I try to motivate them by, you know, hey, we're looking ahead to something fun or something, you know, and that usually works.
That's beautiful. Well, you sound like you have the sort of strategic thinking acumen that an educator needs to have.
You know, we never considered ourselves educators, though I was homeschooled at a time in high school when, you know, people weren't really homeschooling their kids, I don't think. You know, now it's really a thing, and people are organized, and my kids are part of a co-op and all this stuff. And, man, I still took the GED because I didn't think anybody would believe that I had an education if I didn't. And so it was like, but I had such a great experience because my church family was really my body of peers. You know, they really were such an encouragement in my life, and that allowed me to plug into church in a whole different way. You know, I really was surrounded by a group of people who were just saying, hey, you know what, you can do whatever God puts in your heart to do, you know, and I want my kids to have that. And because we're always gone and we're always headed somewhere, the fact that they get to travel with me some now has been so neat because they have seen, you know, so many things that people only read about in our country. You know, they're actually going and seeing it. So it's been a really cool experience.
Well, you're going across America, bringing this Jesus I Believe tour to so many friends who just love your music. It's such a delight just to talk with you because there's something so real in your songs. But of course, as you're doing this with Brandon Heath, and not to go too far behind the Wizard of Oz's curtain, right, Mike? But you're experiencing for the first time some real vocal health issues. Can you take us behind what's been going on? And then how, as a musician, do you try to deal with that?
Oh, my goodness, man. You know, so this year is actually 20 years for Big Daddy Weave. And just last week was like our 20th anniversary. The end of October was kind of the day that we ever played as Big Daddy Weave on the campus of University of Mobile 20 years ago. And so, man, we had never until that time missed the date due to somebody, you know, not being able to sing or something like that. And man, I got hit with laryngitis. It kind of was coming on, and I'm doing everything everybody's saying, trying to kind of prop myself up. And then there was this one moment during a show in North Carolina on the last run, and I sang, and it hurt. It hurt to sing, you know? And I was like, man, I think I might be done. And so we kind of shortened the set a little bit, and I just kind of went into Redeemed, and I said, man, I'm going to have to call it. I haven't had to do this in 20 years. And the people were so supportive and all that. We had to cancel 3 shows, which, man, that has just never happened. One of the shows was on the 20th anniversary, which really bummed me out, man. But, you know, I really feel like it was the Lord just just kind of putting the halt on it, you know, and just being like, hey, you know what, this is not relying on you. You know, this is not about any kind of agenda or just the job of this or any of that. And it really just reminded me, you know, because there's so much about our schedule that is stuff that we have to do. I feel like even as I'm getting ready to go on the road this time after I've recovered from all that, I feel like I'm really just experiencing the joy of knowing that I get to do this. Mm. You know what I mean? There's a big difference between have to and get to. And so, man, I'm really excited to get out there with you guys, man, and sing this time, man. It's, man, what a blessing, because it had never happened before, and that was a really scary thing for a minute. And I sang in the studio yesterday. I have a vocal coach that came and just kind of talked through some things with me, and, man, it was a great, great, great experience. And so, man, I'm ready to hit the road again.
Friends that are listening to this in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota will all have the chance to come out and see you soon. What can they expect? Because I know you're very thoughtful, very strategic with how you put these things together. What can they expect with the Jesus I Believe tour, good sir?
Well, you know, we have been we've been calling this the year of Heath, because this Brandon Heath has been out with us in the spring and then now all fall, and we're actually going to do a Christmas tour together as well.
Yes.
And so, man, we just love Brandon. He's an easygoing guy. Man, what you see on the stage is what you get off the stage as well. There's no telling what he's going to say on stage. You know, it's like, it just comes right out. Man, he's been mixing up his set recently, just kind of challenging himself to play a different song in this one slot every night. And I'm telling you, he's pretty much had people in tears, man. It's been so moving. We love Brandon. He's a great friend. So, man, we get to, and the guys from Big Daddy, we kind of get to be the Brandon Heath band, in which he sort of dubs himself Big Daddy Heath for a few songs, right? Okay, and so we love that. You know, child sponsorship is always on our heart, and so we get to share about that. And then the second half of the evening, man, we have just been having a blast celebrating songs from 20 years, man. And I can't believe it. And it's just been a beautiful time of worship. We get to share some new songs too from an upcoming thing, you know. And then we get to wait for a few moments, which has kind of been our practice over the last handful of years, and just wait on the Lord and just see what he wants to do with the end of the night. And, man, it's been some beautiful times of just kind of praying over people, praying over each other, us being the body of Christ, even just people in the audience, us getting a chance to just agree and over stuff that we're all going through. And the Lord's done some really beautiful things. I want to take this chance just to invite people out specifically to the show who may feel like, man, I don't want to leave the house right now. You know, you may have been through like a really rough season or whatever. Maybe you've been through laryngitis like me or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever your laryngitis is, you know. But, man, I would love to invite people out who have just been through a rough time and just need a night to forget about it, you know. To have a night where we just remember there really is hope beyond the stuff that's happened to us, beyond the stuff that we're currently going through. Man, that hope is Jesus, you know, not in a religious sense, but in a very real, personal and present sense, you know, that God is with us, man, and he's for us. And there's hope in the middle of the struggle. We want to invite folks who need that hope to come out, man. We think you'll be blessed.
So we had the chance to talk with Zach Williams not too long ago, and he told us the story, you know, of his journey to Jesus and then really a journey to rediscovering Jesus. And he told us the story that I know you've heard many times, which is the bus ride that he takes across Europe. And then over the speakers of the bus comes your song that he hears and then really sparks a journey of rediscovering Jesus. When you see a story like that, when you hear a story like that, to this day, you've been doing this 20 years, but what happens in your heart when you hear that story?
Dude, I'm telling you, I just feel so humble, man. I feel so humbled. And I feel so grateful, dude. I remember when Zach shared that story with me, it was not unlike this very moment. Like, we're on, you know, the air together like this, and a friend of mine set up an appointment for him to call in while I was on the air at a radio station. And Zach told me that story over the phone And I was just, you know, I'm just crying, man. I'm just like, man, Lord, there's no part in the songwriting process where you're like, well, this is where you're going to call this guy back to you or whatever, you know, because we're just writing out of stuff that's real to us, you know. But I love the fact that we're all in this together, you know, because the stuff that has happened in my life and the story of what God has done, you know, in my life can resonate with somebody else, and God can use that to bring hope to their life. Man, that's incredible to me, you know, and it's incredible how God uses music and the vehicle of Christian radio specifically, I mean, to find that message of hope to find its way into places that you would least suspect. I mean, Zach didn't even hear the whole song of Redeemed, you know. He pulled out an earbud and heard just a few lines of that. I am redeemed. And he was just like, you know, Jesus just did this thing, you know. And by the way, I'm so aware it's Jesus, you know. Only Jesus can do that with a song, man,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I love it. And you know what? Here's the cool thing that's like full circle now. So we're working on a brand new record, and we have the first single kind of ready to go for the first of the year, right? And so this first song on this record is a song that Zach wrote, actually. And so full circle, you know, comes the story of Jesus calling him, and then he's writing songs that Jesus is giving to us to use now, you know? And it's just such a neat thing, man. And he's, you know, just a good old Southern boy like we are. And we just had some of the most wonderful times. I love it, man. Zach Williams has got just such a tender heart for God, man. When we would stand up there and we would see Jesus move on the road together, man, I remember the first night I looked over and here's this like 6'7", 6'8" giant guy, right, with a guitar. And he's looking out and he's just crying over these people, man, that Jesus is bringing. Jesus is just moving in their life, you know. And I'm just like, I love this guy, man. I love it. I love what we get to do. I'm so thankful that, that we get to still do this, man. Thanks for asking about that, dude.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and as listening friends of yours for so long, we can echo that sentiment right back to you, sir. We love this guy. So thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for your candor, for your heart, and just being a light for so many people. It was such a pleasure to meet you verbally today, sir.
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much, Ryan. God bless you.
And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Well, joining these special guys of Big Daddy Weave in their latest swing across the country is a gentleman who's written some of the most meaningful songs on your radio today. Brandon Heath is the creative force behind songs like Whole Heart, Give Me Your Eyes, and Your Love. We were thrilled to welcome back this good man for his third go-round on the road. And he shares that after all the tours and all the shows, the thing that separates this one is the chance to minister together with a group of men that have come to be like brothers to him.
We've been traveling since January of last year, or actually, I guess of this year. It feels like last year, but we've done almost 100 shows together this year, and that just means a lot of time on the bus together, a lot of time traveling, and man, and honestly, the night is a little different than the normal tours that I've been on. They're very ministry minded. And so there's time made for people to come up and just share what's on their heart and allows us to pray for them. And I've really appreciated their approach on how they tour. I think it probably is going to change the way that I do things from now on.
Well, that's really cool, man. Thank you for taking us behind the scenes on that. You know, I imagine when we imagine touring and the whole process of being a musician on the road, I think it sounds very glamorous for most of us, you know, but I imagine the reality of it can be a little bit different. And specifically for you with a young family that's at home, how do you stay connected? Is your family able to join you at times on the road, or do you use technology? How are you able to stay connected and grounded when you're on tour?
Yeah, they're able to join me every once in a while, but not on a regular basis. We we have a 10-month-old baby, and honestly, we have another one on the way. So my wife is expecting in April. It's not an easy season to be on the road. For her being pregnant, you know, it's more comfortable to be at home. But then also with a baby, you know, we've got a schedule to keep with her, and we're just learning that the more we keep that schedule and the more we keep things the same for her, the better. So for now, they're not really coming out on the road, but we do talk a lot about the future, us traveling together and just getting to see the country together, because we both love to travel.
I imagine that at a time like that, with all that's going on at home, it's pretty tough to leave. What is it about the ministry aspect, about sharing these songs and touching people's lives, that just really drives you to keep going out there, to keep doing this, and really to keep living out your calling in that way?
Well, music is really is my first love. You know, I remember being a kid and connecting with songs, and it's just what I always wanted to do. And I feel like I'm most doing what I was made to do when I'm singing or writing. And so that's one way I stay committed to my career and to my calling, is because it's really what I feel like I'm made to do. I feel the most alive in myself when I am creating music. Mm. But it certainly helps when you get out on the road and you see people backstage. We have this thing that we do. It's a kind of a VIP meet and greet backstage after the show. And we get to hear from people and what songs have affected them. And you know, I mean, it never gets old. We never get used to it. It can be like fuel for the fire, to keep creating and to keep writing songs.
Well, I'm sure that's true. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we've got the award-winning Brandon Heath, the recording artist, with us today on the road. He's joining Big Daddy Weave on the Jesus I Believe tour this fall, all across the fruited plain of these United States of America. Well, tell us, so now that you talk about the bus, I'm a little bit intrigued by this, because obviously, you know, for most of us, when we think about a bus, we've got the image of the school bus in our heads, or we've got, maybe if we've taken Greyhound before.
Yeah.
What is the existence like for you? Take us inside your bus. Tell me about what exists in there for you.
Well, first off, these are really more made for sleeping and touring. So they have a lot better suspension. So if you're thinking about the school bus, it can be kind of a rough ride.
Mm.
Buses are actually a very comfortable ride. They do a really good job of making them, you know, do really well on bumpy roads. And I mean, we still feel rumble strips every once in a while, and it wakes us up, and we wonder if the driver is awake. But it really is kind of nice on the inside of a tour bus. It's a little more plush. You've got a couple of big leather couches that you can sit on that kind of line the walls. And then we've got a refrigerator and a sink and kind of a prep area. So, you know, we can... We usually do like after show food. There's no cooking on the bus because, I mean, let's be honest. If you were to burn something, everybody would be in really a bad mood, because
right,
you'd stink up the entire bus.
Right.
So we don't really do cooking on there, but we do, you know, we have a coffee machine, and then we have 8 bunks. It can go up to 12 bunks, but we have 8 on ours. And in the back lounge, it's kind of like another like couch area that you can hang out in. And so there's like areas to, you know, get some isolation if you need to, but it can be kind of a crammed situation because, mm-hmm, you know, you got 8 people on there and it's close quarters. So I usually try to get my alone time, you know, when we get to the venue, and I'll go find a Starbucks or, you know, a coffee shop somewhere and camp out. I'm an introvert, so I need my alone time.
You mentioned something which I find fascinating, right? Because there are a ton of performers, you know, who get up there and share their music in front of people. I've noticed this among radio folks as well. A ton of folks who communicate with people on a very significant basis who are in fact introverts. People, I imagine, are surprised to hear you say that, right? How do they react when you tell them that?
You know, certainly introverts can kind of learn to be up on stage and, you know, like anybody else, you kind of have to learn to function in the world. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a shy person or if you're an outgoing person, you just kind of learn, you learn to function in the world. And I think that I did that at an early age. I've never had a problem being on stage, like being in front of people, you know, no problem. I'm not a shy person. But I usually, like right after I perform, I need to just go be by myself for a little bit. It's funny. It's just my little habits, and I'm not ashamed of them or embarrassed by them. It's just who I am, and I've learned what works for me and keeps me healthy. But I really do enjoy being with people, but I need time to kind of wind down after.
I love that. No, that makes a great deal of sense as someone who shares those tendencies as well. Another thing that you have done that has been so touching to many is you've been really upfront about some of the battles that you've had with fear and worry in your own life. And really, I wonder if you could take us inside that a little bit. You've written some songs about it and talk about how God has been there for you in that.
You know, life just kind of throws curveballs at you. And I think you can certainly get bogged down in the fear of what is going to happen in the future. And God, I think he really wants us to take every day just for what it is that day, you know, and not worry about the past or the future. And that's something that I struggle with, is just fear. And it really is seasonal for me, not so much, you know, with the weather, but it just, something can trigger that, you know, even becoming a new dad, it, you know, I can't always protect my baby girl. And that made me a little fearful, you know, to be responsible for someone. And, you know, that really caused me a little anxiety. But I think you learn to take that fear to the Lord and to take it to maybe a counselor. That's been something that's really helped me out. I've had counseling over the last 10 years, and that's been a really good thing to help me with fear. But I think, you know, if we go unchecked, we can find ourselves in a really dark pit. And I wrote a lot of songs on my new record that would seem almost like medicine, you know, for people who are dealing with fear. And it was helpful for me. And I think music is medicine. So if you're dealing with fear, go and listen to my latest record. It's called Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. And, you know, I think faith is the big anecdote when it comes to fear. We just need to lean into the Lord and know that he's going to take care of us and provide for us.
Amen. And thank you so much, honestly, for being real about that and for being willing to talk about it, because I know it can't be easy to do that, but you're helping so many people with that, man. So thanks for doing it.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, the good man's name is Brandon Heath. He's an award-winning recording artist, and he's joining Big Daddy Weave on the Jesus I Believe tour this fall. It'll be coming to many friends in Minnesota, the Dakotas. We'll have a chance in just the coming days to check this out. And, sir, just a couple moments left in the chat here. If people do want to learn more about you, if they want to keep up with your music and your life, where's the best place to do that? And also, if they're interested in finding some tickets to the show, where's the best place to start that journey as well, sir?
Yeah, actually, it's a one-stop shop. You could go to my website, brandonheath.net. And there is a link to the shows, our tour schedule. We're coming through to Dakotas in just a few days. So, and Minneapolis. So, yeah, check my website, brandonheath.net. If you want to see pictures of me and my family and our new baby girl, find us on Instagram at Brandon Heath. And, you just get a little window into my life. That's a good way to do it on Instagram.
Well, sir, such a treat to talk with you today. Just fascinating to get a look behind the music. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for continuing to write and continuing to perform. You are the man, sir. It was great talking with you.
Hey, good to talk to you, too. Thanks again.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart.